You're listening to Side Effects. As states try to combat the opioid drug abuse epidemic, most have created prescription drug monitoring databases used by doctors to help curtail abuse of pain meds. Missouri's the only state without one, but that's not for lack of trying. Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sable-Smith takes a look at the political roadblocks holding the effort back.
Prescription drug monitoring's champion in Missouri is State Representative Holly Rader. She has watched her own daughter struggle with opioid drug abuse, an addiction that began 13 years ago with a legal script for Lorazep.
I'm very candid about it because, you know, I don't believe God gave me a microphone to keep my mouth shut.
And it's not just her daughter. Addiction has touched many members of Rader's family.
My cousin died at 39 of a drug overdose. She left behind two children, beautiful children. And my mother was addicted to prescription medication. My sister was a drug addict by the time she was 16. You know, vein user, I'm shooting up. And my daughter turned into that as well.
Rader is eager to help stop the spread of addiction. An estimated 4.3 million Americans abuse prescription painkillers, according to the most recent data from 2014. Prescription drug monitoring databases can help prevent that. They track a patient's history with prescription narcotics for their physician to review and intervene if they detect signs of abuse, signs like going from doctor to doctor to get the same drugs. In New York State, prescription drug monitoring helped reduce that problem by 75%. But in Missouri, Rader says,
our physicians say that trying to treat someone's pain is like shooting an arrow in the dark because they have no idea if this person is drug seeking or actually in pain.
Not every database is equally effective, but Rader feels strongly one could help here in Missouri. So for three straight years now, she's passed legislation to establish prescription drug monitoring through the Missouri House and sent it on to the Senate, where it's been blocked by a legislator who also feels very strongly.
The first time that it was proposed here in the Senate, I filibustered it along with several other senators.
Rob Schaff is a state senator and a physician from Northwest Missouri. A Republican like Rader, he once again called her bill this year dead on arrival, saying regardless of how useful a database might be, collecting that data violates Missourians' right to privacy.
The monitoring program would put every citizen's private drug information on a government database accessible to 30,000 people with usernames and passwords, and that's just an outrage.
Rader doesn't buy that argument. She says the providers with access to the database would be bound by the same privacy laws that protect all the electronic medical records they can already access.
It's not like anyone from the state can go on a fishing expedition in this data.
But Schaff is also worried about hackers.
There is no data that's secure. Look at all of the hackings that have been done, the IRS, the VA.
Rader counters that 49 other states have faced similar questions about security, which allows Missouri to follow best practices. But that argument is unlikely to help a database clear the Senate this year either.
It's very shameful. It's hurting our population so much.
And some smaller jurisdictions have begun taking matters into their own hands. Earlier this year, St. Louis County, which has one of the state's highest drug overdose rates, created its own database. Others have signaled they'll consider doing the same. That's better than nothing, Rader says, because something needs to happen.
We've got to start realizing that this isn't something we can close our eyes and turn our head because it's not going to affect us. It's affecting us.
Bram Sable-Smith, Side Effects Public Media.